tonight's Green Report, we go to New York State, where State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman opened an investigation into ExxonMobil. Schneiderman is investigating that corporation to figure out if ExxonMobil lied to the public about climate change or lied to investors about the risks to the oil industry. The investigation is based on the fact that earlier this year it was revealed that Exxon not only knew about climate change as far back as 1977, but they actually researched climate change and the impact of burning fossil fuels extensively for more than a decade. Even so, Exxon spent $30.9 million between 1998 and 2014 to fund think tanks that ran climate denial campaigns. And the fossil fuel industry as a whole spent $141 million in lobbying just right here in the nation's capital. Just like the cigarette companies funded research to prove that nicotine is safe and not addictive, Exxon seems to have been funding research and paying off politicians to sow doubt about climate change. But if the investigation turns to prosecution, who would the plaintiffs against Exxon be? And how much responsibility should the company bear, considering how long they knew and how much they profited? Here now to discuss this investigation and what the true cost of Exxon's climate denial might be is Dr. Keely Boom, Executive Officer at the Climate Justice Program. Dr. Boom, welcome.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Do you think this investigation will go anywhere?
Well, at this stage, there's no civil or criminal charges that have been pressed, and the news report came through an anonymous leak, so the New York is not talking officially about what's happening, so it's difficult to make any determination at this stage. But it does appear that it is going somewhere, and that it's likely that further companies will also be investigated, so it might be broadened beyond Exxon as well.